Live from the center of the Razorback universe.
The only radio show Razorback fans need to listen to.
Unbiased and unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruskin and Zach.
We're back here on Ruskin and Zach, coming to you today from Lewis Automotive. Big Ultimate Challenge going on. We'll talk about that with Matt a little later on in the hour. Joined now by the head coach of the women's basketball team at the University of Arkansas, Mike Nabors, joins us now on the Williams Tractor Hotline. Coach, good to talk to you again.
You two guys as well.
Yeah, I would ask how you are, but I'm imagining that you're doing as good as you can, considering that they just dumped the NCAA tournament yesterday. How difficult was that? A, the NCAA apparently told coaches, athletic directors, and players at the same time that two schlubs like us found out, which is inconceivable to think about. So how did that go?
Well, I will tell you this, still a little bit numb from it. We've been talking about it all day long. So the more, you know, kind of like anything else, the more you talk about it, the more distance you get from it. But we were literally in a meeting, you know, and I was up there telling, you know, our kids that I just felt like the NCAA would really take a good look at this thing. And, you know, you might hear that it's postponed or you might hear delayed, but I don't think you would hear canceled. And I mean, no more than 5 minutes later, it's on Twitter. So my credibility went straight down the crapper with that. And I did hate it that they heard from somebody other than me. But, you know, we were all together real briefly there. And these kids are resilient. You know, they're used to hearing about things on social media. So it's not a – wasn't a big thing for them. I think for, you know, adults like you and I, and it's a hard thing to comprehend and understand. And I'm behind Hunter 100% on this thing. When I feel like they could have handled it a lot better and let us know so we could have been a little bit more proactive with our kids.
How difficult was it for you? I mean, I texted you this morning. The first person I thought of was Alexis Tolfrey, who's going to get to play in the NCAA tournament for the first time in her life. And the kids look to you for guidance in situations like this. And when you're looking at them going, guys, I found out about the same time you did. I mean, what's that room like? What kind of questions are you being asked?
Well, just, you know, what is next? And, you know, then they see her and Kiara both see today that relief for spring sports students may be there. And they immediately think, since we've been playing in the spring, that means them. It's just like everything else with this, guys. It's the uncertainty, you know, that really makes things hard. I think if I would have been able to say to them yesterday, this is exactly what is happening, they would have dealt with it. They'd have been fine. It's the uncertainty and the being able to say, I just don't know. That's sometimes hard, and it's really hard on the kids. It's, you know, they're both handling it in unique ways because they came from different paths and the way they got here and the way their arcs have taken since they've been here. But so far in my 20 years of being involved in collegiate coaching and 26 years overall, it's up there in the top 5 days, toughest days of all time.
It's called disclosure, you dickhead.
We're talking with perfect timing on that.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Something about
we're
closing,
visiting.
I heard,
We're visiting with Mike Nabors here on Ruskin and Zach. But it's kind of perfect. In a way, I don't know.
Hit the wrong button.
You hit the wrong button and everything goes crazy. Coach, you know, with your sport, I don't know how the no contact with anybody till April 15th happens. Being on some of these calls and being on meetings with other coaches, how are the other coaches dealing with this? I mean, Sam Pittman, there's no spring football in his first year here. Dave Van Horn, middle of his season, softball track. How are your colleagues dealing with this that are, you know, have a lot of stuff going on as well right now?
I just sat in that meeting today just thinking that there's about 10 other coaches in there that had equally as tough, if not tougher, days than we had just had. So I have those people that are dealing with those unanswered questions. And there's nobody with answers to them. You know, like we all know that Greg Stinke and Hunter Yurcheck are as two good of communicators as there are in this profession. And there's still just no answers because it changes every 15 minutes. You know, we were meeting earlier today prior to the announcement of whatever President Trump was going to say. So we knew that there was a good chance that a lot of the stuff we were talking about, it may be obsolete 30 minutes later. So I can't fathom what Coach Pittman, you know, I'll use Coach Pittman. This is, you know, he's going to try to play a game on September the 5th, and they might not have had very many practices. But they'll be in the same boat as a lot of other schools. I know the Power Fives are sticking together. So I know as hard as we've had it, there's a lot of people that's got it equally or worse off than we do. So we'll try to help them through it. I know my student athletes, you know, we'll kind of scatter, you know, with the spring break, the way our season is. They'll kind of scatter. The facilities won't be as they'll be empty anyway. So it's going to be sitting around watching those guys. I'm going to miss watching baseball play. I'm going to miss watching softball and going out to the golf course. It's going to leave a void in us that none of us really know how we're going to deal with.
You know, it's one thing for folks like us in our profession, fans, but, I mean, this is your livelihood. You've got assistant coaches, you know, the players. And the logical question or the question, what now? What do you do now in the interim when there's really not a game to prepare for? There's literally nothing to do because you're completely shut down.
Yeah, you try to find ways to get ahead in the office. You know, you do things you've been putting off because you have been doing extra workouts, or you've been recruiting on recruiting visits. It's going to be unfound time. It's going to be time that none of us have ever had. The Final Four is canceled. That's our national convention. That's opportunities where we go down there and we talk ball with people. I'm going to be on the phone a bunch. You know, I'm going to be talking to coaches since we can't visit with them. I'll be on the phone talking. We'll be sharing ideas. We're going to do office projects. And then we'll do a healthy amount of it from home, too. You know, 99% of our job can probably be done with a phone, especially since we're not going to have student athletes on campus to be there to service. So it's going to be something that none of us have ever experienced. There's no playbook. I can't pick the phone up and call a mentor. I can't call Coach Blair and say, Coach Blair, what did you do the last time the coronavirus canceled the NCAA tournament? Nobody's ever gone through this. So he's a rookie. We're a rookie. We'll all deal with it together. But from what I've seen just in the day and a half since it's happened, everybody kind of pulls together when things like this happen. It's, I hate to compare it to 9/11, but that's the two things that we're all talking about a lot here. We all pulled together when that happened, and I kind of see that starting to happen with this thing here, too. Everybody rallying around, you know, players from other teams rallying around each other, taking care of each other, making sure they're good, and I think the same thing will happen with coaches from all sports.
Mike Nabors is with us here on Ruskin and Zach. There's been some social media discussions about maybe finding a way to salvage the tournament, whether it be with fewer teams or whatever. Are you hearing any discussions about that's even possible, or is this thing over with?
No, I haven't heard any of that. The one thing I've kind of lobbied for is please find a way to do the selection show in some abbreviated form, even if you don't release the whole field. If there's a question about a bubble team or how you would have, you know, broken a tie in a conference, you know, I know these kids grow up waiting to hear their name on Selection Sunday or Monday, whichever men's or women's you're talking about. And if you knew these teams were in, these teams, the University of Portland, who hadn't been in 15 years, have the show for these guys. Let them enjoy that moment. That'd be a very, very small consolation. But I don't hear anything. I don't know that an abbreviated tournament could even be feasible, especially with where I think we're headed with some of these quarantines and things that are going to be, you know, shutting us down. So I think we'll just have to be in that year that we don't have a champion. There's not a 2020 champion in basketball. So we'll tell our grandkids the stories about how we got there and who we think would have won it. And that's going to be an all-time debate on the women's side, who would have won between this team and that team. And we'll finally have a great argument. You know, the internet's killed all great arguments because we always look up the answers. But this is one that nobody's going to have an answer to. So we'll be back to being able to have an all-time good argument.
So, Coach, I guess the question I want to ask you is, you know, this is unprecedented as far as athletics go, and I want to ask you specifically about the idea next year where the NCAA could give your seniors relief, a girl, you know, like Alexis. How does that maybe upset some of the recruiting that you've done? You know, you guys make meticulous plans for these folks are leaving, we're bringing these folks in, and now you could have an Alexis Tolfrey just kind of hanging around saying, hey, Coach, you want me?
Yeah. No, well, we would. I can tell you the answer to that. That's an absolute yes. But, you know, I think in the winter sports, you should have heard me today trying to explain to her that winter sports doesn't mean it's over in the end of the winter. It's when it starts, you know, because she saw the tweet go out about spring sports maybe getting some relief, which I totally agree with and hope happens for those people. But, yeah, there's a lot of unintended things that would happen there. You're talking about every kid, whether the freshmen would get a year of relief, too, because they didn't get a chance to compete for their championship in their freshman year. So you're talking about a five-year cycle. And I'll bring it right to our place, you know, with Alana Eaton. She is operating knowing that Alexis Tolfrey, one of our big-time shooters and scorers, is graduating. She made her decision in part by that. I don't know how much of it, but I'm sure that was part of it. That wouldn't be fair to her. So, you know, there's so many things that would have to fall in the right way. And, you know, the last thing I said to our team the other day, before we even knew all this was happening, I said, listen, none of us knows what happens. If it ends up that the last game y'all played was at the SEC tournament, your legacy is not going to be forgotten. I will climb on top of Bud Walton Arena or Old Main, wherever they'll let me get, and I'll keep shouting it until people stop listening that y'all were an NCAA tournament team, whether or not we have a banner that says it, whether or not we get to put a 2019 up there in the arena. None of that's going to matter because we're going to tell the story about what they did and how they did it, and their legacy is going to live on forever. And I think hearing that helps them understand, but it doesn't solve it, but I do think it helps.
Who's your primary source of information at this point? Is it Hunter Yurecek? Are you getting it from the NCAA? I mean, who's feeding you the information?
Well, from the time this all started, from the very second that any of this coronavirus affecting sports happened, I was reluctant to listen to anybody. I had no sources. But I always said the second that Greg Sankey or Hunter Yurecek have to cancel something, I'm going to get interested because they're the two best communicators, smartest people I've ever been in a room with in a meeting. They command the meeting. They surround themselves with knowledge. They get the most information before they make decisions. And when Greg Sankey had to cancel the men's tournament, I knew something was up. That I told anybody that would listen, he and Hunter were going to be my filters. And once they got to this point, I knew there had to be something. I don't listen to anybody but those guys. Hunter, because he's got the university best interest and our student athletes' best interest in right in the forefront of everything that he's thinking about and every decision he's making, along with the executive staff. And then a lot of his information, they're having that come from Commissioner Sankey and the other ADs. So those are it. That's it. I'm not listening to any Twitter other than you guys. I'll listen to some of y'all's stuff too. But those are the two. Those are the two I'm putting any credence in. And, oh, yeah, I broke Olivia in pretty good. Y'all have to ask her about the call. I broke her in pretty good. Your intern.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're talking with Mike Nabors here on Ruskin and Zach. It seems like, as I've been able to, watch some of the other conferences, particularly watching John Swofford yesterday in the ACC, it seems like, and maybe it's too early to armchair quarterback, but maybe it's not, but at the conference and university level, this has been handled about as good as possible. But on the national level, seems like there's been some lacking in communication in that regard.
Yeah, and I'll get behind Hunter on that 100%. You know, I think he expressed what a lot of us felt like. You know, having to explain that and not knowing the information, or, you know, feel like we've not been trusted with it a little bit, even maybe. You know, that maybe we couldn't have kept it quiet if they would have told us. I don't know, but I will tell you this: you're spot on. The conferences level, the university president's level has been anything you could ever ask for as a parent or a coach or somebody that's, I feel confident walking in talking to my team when I hear something from them. But that's not been the case for some of the other people that are making some of the decisions. And I don't know what it takes to make those, but I know that our people have handled it better than other people have. That's 100% true.
I don't think we could have a better person on at this juncture. We've been getting a lot of text messages from our listeners. What are we watching now? I mean, you're the guy. You're the go-to guy. I mean, you got me down this Ozark rabbit hole.
Hey, listen, I guarantee you today I have put more people on to what's been going on some of these. I'm working on my list of documentaries. So as soon as I get it done, I'll send it to y'all. Y'all can post it if you want. But Yeah, there's plenty of stuff. I said something to somebody the other day. I said, if I was running Netflix or Hulu or one of these, I would give away a free month right now and just get people hooked. Start showing yep. all the things you can for free for about a month and get them hooked, and your sales would go crazy. So, if you're hooked on Ozark, and if nobody's seen that one, they better get that one going quick, because the new season's coming out at the end of the month.
Yeah, and we've got plenty of time to go do it now. And you warned me about Ruth, and you were not wrong.
she's amazing. She is. I don't know how she's going to develop in season three, but if she does, she could pass Omar from The Wire as one of my favorite characters in the 2000s. That's for sure. She's amazing.
Wow. We are visiting here with Mike Nabors on Ruskin and Zach, joining us on the Williams Tractor Hotline. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time today and all of the insight on what's gone on here behind the scenes. Thank you so much.
You bet. I'll send you on my list of documentaries so people can get on the Netflix.
Perfect. Well, come in and talk about him. We've got nothing but
we got
time
nothing to
fill
do now.
Yeah, I'll be around. Let's do that again. Let's find the time to do that for sure.
Done. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
See you guys.
The NCAA has canceled the NCAA tournament, March Madness, and the College World Series. All of the NCAA championship events for the spring have been canceled as well. SEC tournament off, no game tonight, no game this weekend with Arkansas baseball, Mississippi State, all that stuff off. Let's go to, it turns out, called the final SEC event for the foreseeable future last night. Chuck Barrett, voice of the Razorbacks, with us here on Ruskin and Zach. Chuck, good afternoon. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing well. Hope you are, too.
Well,
crazy day.
It's been a crazy couple days here. What was it like in the building last night, knowing the next day was going to be no crowds? Some probably knew the NBA had suspended its season kind of right before, or if not right in the middle, early on in the Arkansas game. Just kind of what was the atmosphere like at Bridgestone last night?
You know, it was interesting. When we got to the arena, we got there before Georgia and Ole Miss started. We didn't know then that it was going to be, you know, that they had were going to make the announcement about the empty stands. I think everybody knew it was coming based on what the NCAA had done earlier in the day yesterday. And then that happened shortly before we went on the air, so we knew that. Now, I will tell you, when the NBA made their announcement, I thought in my mind, well, this is it. You know, the NBA is a global enterprise, and as big as the NCAA basketball tournament is, as big as all the things we enjoy are, the NBA is bigger. And for the NBA to shut it down told me that, you know, one thing we don't think about is that without performers, there is no show. And I think that the players were concerned. I think the collegiate players are concerned. I think everybody is. And, you know, it happened really, really fast. But for me, when the end, you know, when we were doing the game, when Lee Francis turned to me and said they've canceled the NBA season, I just kind of thought, wow, that's about as big as it gets in sports. And we're next. That's the thing that I thought. Now, I'll be honest with you. When we left the arena, I didn't think about the SEC tournament being canceled today. But the more I read last night, I was kind of into it. I stayed up, read a lot of stuff, till 2 or 3 in the morning. And by the time I went to bed, I thought to myself, this thing may get banged tomorrow. So I really wasn't surprised today when it happened. The only thing surprising is how fast this all happened. And there's a lot of layers to this story, but it's a really strange time.
I'm just curious. I mean, you're in the arena with a lot of media types. You're in there, you know, coaches, players. I mean, what is their reaction to hearing that, you know, their postseason tournaments, plural, have been canceled?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When they finally made the announcement at halftime of our game, they booed like crazy. And I made the comment during a commercial break, they've not announced this. Everybody knows it, but they've not announced it yet. Because they hope the people are going to boo. I think the coaches and the players and the participants are just kind of like everybody else. You know, you really don't know what's going on. And, you know, I can tell you my personal view. You know, my personal view is I don't fear the coronavirus. I don't fear getting sick from the coronavirus. But, you know, everybody's got a personal angle on this. And, Yeah, I'll be very honest with you and tell you that, you know, I have an 88-year-old mother that's in a long-term health care facility. And, you know, we found out today that they've been quarantined. We can't go see her anymore. And so there's lots of things that happen that transcend sports. But I think over the last 24 hours, we have seen, number one, how sports affects our lives. And number two, I think if you look closely, you'll see in a microcosm how this is going to affect our overall economy moving forward. There are billions and billions of dollars on the table right now. And sports is a microcosm of our society. I've always believed that. And this is, for, I think, a lot of us, the first real hard consideration that this is something more than just what we've been watching on television. And I can tell you, for me, in the last 24 hours, it's been as eye-opening as anything's been.
Now, Chuck Barrett is with us here on Ruskin and Sack. I think the reason to do all this is the unknown. You know,
that's exactly right.
The problem is the unknown. We don't know what we don't know about this whole thing right now. I mean, sure, it's only, I think, 40 deaths in the U.S. now, but we don't know, you know, what's next here, honestly.
Well, and I'm not going to pretend to be a health professional. I have no earthly idea other than this is an airborne disease, and it seems like it's going to be awfully difficult to stop that. I know that, again, for me, as a 57-year-old relatively healthy male, I don't worry about getting the coronavirus. I do worry about exposing other people to it that might not be in such good, you know, I'm not going to say good shape because I'm not in good shape, but they, you know, not be able to weather the coronavirus. I think anybody that's got an old parent or a young child, I think you think about this. And I'll go back to what I said at the beginning, and this kind of goes to what you asked about the coaches and the players. They're uncertain, too. And, you know, Nashville's a major city, and all the while that we were there, I mean, there were reports on TV of more confirmation of coronavirus cases in Nashville. And so, you know, and then you got the guy in the NBA. And I think when the NBA shut it down because a player had contracted it, that got the attention of every yep. player in every sport at every level. And I think that's when you knew it was over.
Yeah. Chuck, I mean, sports are so intertwined into what we do as a society here in the United States. And I mean, we're looking at probably 4 to 6 weeks before everything sort of shakes itself out for folks like you or us. And I mean, what you were on the air during 9/11 when everything shut down. And that's the closest thing. I was racking my brain earlier today, trying to figure out something along the lines that we've seen anything like this, where things have just come to a grinding halt. And that's the only example I could ever come up with.
Well, I think for those of us who remember, that is the example we recall. Now, that's not to compare the coronavirus
no. right.
with what happened that day. But if you're old enough to remember, I think the moment for all of us when we knew it was real was when the second plane hit the second mm-hmm. tower. And then all of a sudden you heard about the Pentagon and, you know, the Flight 93. And it was just one right after another. And even though it was, again, a much different situation, I think last night you hear, you know, no fans at the NCAA tournament, and then, you know, no fans at the SEC tournament, and, you know, then you hear the NBA's canceled its season, and then you wake up to the news that, you know, by the time you get to lunch, the whole thing's over. And so, yeah, I think there are some comparisons there, and I was talking to someone last night, and you feel almost guilty saying it, but I remember how I felt when the second tower was hit at 9/11 and you knew that it was real. And I think, you know, when the NBA, when they said Gobert had it and the NBA was shutting it down last night, I think everybody knew it was the real deal.
Now, we're talking with Chuck Barrett here on Ruskin and Zach. And you touched on this earlier, Chuck. It's not just the games and television and all that, but you've got workers at all of these stadiums and arenas. You've got restaurants and bars in everywhere that rely on, hey, we're going to go out and watch the game tonight or whatever. I mean, this is going to be a tremendously monumental story.
Well, I think it goes way beyond sports, and I think we as people should be concerned about containment. And even though it has been a very harsh slap in the face that no one is happy about. I do believe the last 24 hours are forcing us into a real idea of containment. And I think perhaps it's the first time that we've done that over the last month. And long-term, you know, in terms of the greater good, I think that's probably a positive thing. It's frustrating now. I'm going to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of people in Nashville, Tennessee that are real unhappy. And let me tell you, hotel rooms in Nashville, if you're going to stay at a safe one, it's about $400 or $500 a pop. And so these are people that have paid in advance. They've spent real money, and yep. They've planned trips around it. They're disappointed. Some of them are mad, and just not a good situation.
I don't want to do one of these whiplash moments, but I do want to ask you about the game last night. And I think Arkansas, from what we saw, I mean, that looked like the team that got off to the 12-1 start, that blew some teams out at home. That looked like the group that could make a run there. I want to ask you sort of going forward here. I mean, we've gotten a ton of questions about Mason Jones and Isaiah Joe. Do you think they're coming back?
Well, I don't know. And things have happened so abruptly over the last day or so that, you know, everything that's happened today makes the ball game last night seem almost secondary. My feeling on this has always been that, you know, both those guys are going to have an opportunity to play for money. And they're going to have to talk to the people that can give them real advice on this. And I include myself in this, those of us, you know, fans in the stands can't tell them if they're ready or not. You got to have the guys that dole out the money and the guys that make the real hard decisions about personnel. They've got to give you the feedback, and they're going to have to talk to them. I don't think either one of them is a sure thing, but I wouldn't bet against either one of them either. So I think they're going to have to talk to people that know a lot more than the average person does, myself included.
The other side of this, Chuck, with the spring sports is the NCAA has canceled the College World Series. We know there's not going to be SEC baseball till at least March 30th. We don't know what's going to happen after that. So there's another part of this where the college baseball season is majorly impacted by this.
Well, it's there again. I think the last 24 hours have slapped us, you know, given us the collective slap in the face that life as we know it is about to change in a really dramatic way. And sports are a big part of our lives. And you know, talking about several layers to this, you've got the health layer, you've got the economic layer, but you've also got just the layer that includes our fabric as a sports society. And I mean, this is how the majority of Americans, or at least a good number of Americans, entertain themselves. And there are a lot of industries that are fueled by sports,
We lost the signal.
We lost him.
All right, we'll try and reconnect with him and see if we can keep the conversation going. Chuck Barrett with us here, I presume making his way back from Nashville following the cancellation of the SEC tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a calming voice. I mean, that's somebody who was on the ground last night in Nashville and. I mean, to hear him sort of relay the story about, you know, in the real time, which is always interesting because, you know, we sat back and we got the information via social media. You got it, you know, watching TV or the news or anything like that. But hearing him talk about that in real time is really interesting because that's somebody who was, I mean, getting information as the broadcast is going on. Hey, you know, they're going to cancel this thing. Hey, they're not going to put fans in the stands. It's just it's really, really interesting to listen to him sort of relay that story.
All right. We have Chuck back. Is that what we have? Chuck, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
sorry,
good.
I must have rounded a curve.
That's all right.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to ask you, were you, I know, you know, you and I were texting this morning. I mean, were you surprised that the NCAA acted so decisively in canceling all spring sports championships this early on, or is this something that maybe they can go back and revisit in, you know, 45 to 60 days?
I was a little surprised, yes. But, you know, when you step back and you think about this, and this is one thing that, you know, there is a difference between college sports and pro sports. You know, first off, and I know people get tired of hearing the term student athlete, but these guys do have school, and things like semesters and how things fall and all that stuff comes into play when you talk about rescheduling. And professional sports don't have to deal with that. And I don't suspect, you know, pro sports will have a, you know, if we get back to the time when they play, they'll find a way to reschedule. The thing about college sports is this, is that at the end of the day, you're responsible for somebody else's child. And we don't think about that. And so when you really put it in a perspective like that, it's not terribly, you know, it's not terribly surprising that the NCAA would act with an abundance of caution. And now pro sports will have that option when the time comes. And they've kind of led the way on this with the NBA. But I think from a college perspective, that's something you've always got to think about, that you're taking responsibility for somebody else's child. And you promised their parents you wouldn't put them in harm's way. And, you know, you got to take that seriously. And I think they do.
Yeah. Chuck Barrett with us here on Ruskin and Zach. Strange 24 hours in the sports world. And it's going to be even stranger to have a weekend. And I mean, what's on? The Players Championship and the XFL. That's about it. I mean, it's going to be really, really strange how we move along here without any sports to watch.
It's going to be very different. I mean, we are in the middle of, and I'm not trying to sound too dramatic here, but this is a historic time. This is a period that, you know, we're going to talk about 20, 30 years from now, probably longer. It's just going to be a lot different.
Yeah. Chuck, we appreciate the time. Safe travels back from Nashville. Thank you
so
much.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, Chuck Barrett with us here, voice of the Razorbacks. All of our guests join us on the Williams Tractor Hotline.
We do have a growing crisis in this country.
What is that?
What are the degenerate gamblers going to do?
Ah, I'm glad you asked.
Because there is nothing to gamble on. I mean, we're going to go back to back alley dice games.
That's right.
I mean, that's basically where we're headed, right?
Half of the cardboard box.
Absolutely. We're going to be shooting dice in back alleys.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
Because noted sports handicapper, Vegas Dave. Do you know Vegas Dave? Vegas Dave is this guy that's on the internet making terrible picks and conning people out of their money.
I know Vegas Dave's girlfriend.
And Holly Saunders is his girlfriend. So Vegas Dave has found something to keep selling picks on. I can't imagine anyone buying football picks from this loser, much less some of these other sports that he has. But Vegas Dave still going strong in spite of the coronavirus national emergency declared today by the
curling
president.
Curling whale winner, Batman package, cashes three parlays, and the cricket package. Perfect 3-0, clean sweep. Tomorrow we got archery, checkers, and the Uno tournament.
What?
Where Holly's working hard on some information, inside information from Fox Sports that she knows, still has contacts there about the international hula hoop contest semifinals. We're also trying to get the spelling bee contest, the over-under of every other sport in the world that's still going on.
There you go. So he hit a curling parlay, which is what he was bragging about.
Wait
off
a minute.
The top.
Like ice curling?
Yes. And today there's a big special on an archery picks, and they're looking at an Uno tournament and checkers that you can wager on as
Jacob
well.
Jacob just
swipe up.
He just tweeted at us that he's seen some things that people are betting on simulated 2K NBA
yes,
video games.
I've seen that. You're betting
we
on video games.
We have reached
yeah.
the abyss. If you are betting on simulated games.
I used to think the abyss was betting on WNBA games in the summer, but now I think when you're betting on video games, yeah, I think that is the or if you're betting on Uno tournaments,
you know where we're headed. Right? I mean, we're gonna be shooting dice in back alleys,
that's right.
And back alley cockfights. That's where we are headed.
The Ruskin and Zach does not condone animal fighting of any kind. You saw what they did. Michael Vick went to the clink for federal.
I'm just saying. This is. I mean, the degenerates need this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be betting on which bird flies off a power line first.
You're not going to be taking any Russian cricket action anytime soon?
Wait a minute. What's different? What, is that a different kind of cricket?
I don't know.
Do they have like a... I've seen cricket, but do you understand cricket?
He's talking about...
Darts, checkers.
Checkers. And Holly has inside information on a hula hoop tournament.
This is where we are.
What are we doing?
You know, look, 2020 has sucked to this point. This is getting far. I mean,
Vegas Dave may be saving us, though, with the comic relief. Nobody's taking this seriously. No one's buying Uno tournament picks.
You want to bet?
Oh, my. You need the juice that bad?
You know what? There are warnings on hair dryers that say do not dry your hair in the bathtub.
That's right.
Because somebody did. He's putting these out there because somebody
will. Somebody's buying them, yeah.
Somebody will bet on an Uno tournament.
Yes.
And I hate Uno.
How does the FTC or somebody not shut this idiot down? I mean, he's clearly making no bones at all about exploiting the addictions of some people here. I mean, if you need juice so bad, you're betting on archery and curling, that you clearly have a problem. Clearly. And this guy does not care. He wants to take your money with his picks one way or the other. It's funny, I was listening to some guys talk about this today, is when Vegas Dave is right on a pick, he always puts a video up celebrating.
Right.
Can you bleep and believe it? And there's all this profanity in it. When he's wrong, he deletes all the videos from that day. Classic.
You must wonder what Holly Saunders saw in him. She's an Arky girl, right?
Bankroll. She worked at Channel 7 for a while. I don't think she's from Arkansas. But, man, that is the you know how every like Channel 7 has this proud alumni. They've had reporters and anchors go on to be, you know, national people, or in giant cities in D.C. and other Philadelphia, Kansas City. They've had people who've worked at Channel 7 go through there. And then you have Holly Saunders.
Right.
Who is like the lady that shows up at the 10-year, 20-year reunion barefoot with, like, 9 children and, like, you know, just, you know, snot and all that. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's kind of the way KNWA feels about you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. We're too loud now?
We're sorry about them. We're being told we're too loud. Wow.
Okay. We're doing a radio show right now. We're on the air right now. Yes, ma'am. We are.
It's one of those very uncomfortable moments.
That's right. All right. So, like the NCAA tournament, if it had been held with no fans,
right?
My timbre is carrying too loud.
I understand.
I'm sorry. I get so fired up about Vegas Dave giving us Uno picks
about Vegas Dave
and checkers tournament picks. I am fired up about this, man.
I thought your statement earlier about you've never been so excited to have drainage in your throat.
That's the other thing. Yeah,
we found out today that if you have a dry cough, you're pretty much done for. If you've got a wet one, you're hocking up stuff, lung oysters and stuff, you're good.
The other thing is this idiot to my right here, Zach, sneezed on me yesterday.
I did not sneeze on you. I sneezed in your general direction.
I'm like patient zero. I'm up at 1 o'clock this morning with a sore throat going, oh, my God,
technically,
I got it.
I'm patient zero.
Okay, well, I'm patient one.
And by the way, tested negative twice.
I know. How did you get 2 tests? Because they can't get tests anywhere.
You know what? They looked at me and went, that guy. That guy.
All right. So, in any event, there's Vegas Dave for the degenerate gambler.
The 479, stop harassing the buyers, the car buyers. It was really kind of the other way
that's
around.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, we're kind of like, it's like sitting in an open convertible around here. I mean, people can just walk up and say hi.
Yes, yes. It is, it's very open, yes. So, all right. There is Vegas Dave. Man, I felt like we had a good flow going there, and then I got too loud and ruined it. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, if you could possibly keep that down, that would be
Hello,
very
friends.
Helpful.
Let's go to the 16th.
It's Jim Nance on the 17th.
And we've got Vegas Dave giving you Russian cricket.
She really did want you to
action.
Shut up.
Russian cricket picks right now from Vegas Dave.
Unbelievable.
How do you have a Hulu tournament? Or a hula hoop tournament? Like, what? Is it just who's... Hula hoops the longest? Like, what are the mechanics
of
that?
Do I look like somebody? Look, I would throw out a hip at a hula hoop.
I understand darts, Uno, checkers.
Do you understand darts? Because I don't.
You have to get down to zero before the other guy with the scoring. That's how it works.
works.
Huh. Okay.
And
I'll get with the. We'll get some information.
I even understand curling. I don't understand how a hula hoop tournament works. I do too.
Curling is just shuffleboard on ice, right?
Pretty well, yes, that's true. That's true. Let's see here. Nate in Fayetteville just Googled Holly Saunders. She's cute. He'd take her out to dinner and call her again. That's very gentlemanly of
you,
Nate.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate.
What a gentleman, Nate and Nate.
I will. But
Holly Saunders is the one that shows up at the KATV reunion. Everybody's like, oh, no. Yeah. She's here.
Yeah, here comes trouble.
Because that's right. Every leather jacket, studs.
We had that girl. Everybody has a Holly Saunders story at KATV. That's how you judge it. You know, if you've got a legend in your midst, do you have a Holly Saunders story? Everybody at KATV does.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I think when I went to my reunion, I was that guy.
Yeah. When are people going to start buying or betting on like Madden, online Madden games? Like, when's that going to start?
I don't know. We got a text out of the deep state, wants some play-by-play on car shopping.
Yeah,
we can do that.
This lady, she was looking at a big Dodge Ram.
No, she just really wanted you to shut up. She went over there, sat down in the truck, and just stared at you.
Okay.
I mean, she just wanted you to stop talking. By the way, we can update the most annoying
media
bracket.
Hey, listen, you have the show out here. You get the show out here. That's live. That's what you get, period. This is it. This is the show.
The show-on-show crime in the most annoying media bracket is now becoming a runaway. You're killing me. 73%. Was it something you said yesterday or something I said that made people like me more? 73% of the vote going your way in the most annoying media bracket. You are going to be moving on.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking you down.
Yeah, there's
no doubt about
that. Clearly moving on.
Yeah.
And I'm sad about that.
We know that I am like a heavy favorite in this thing.
Looks like you are going to be taking on E. Wallace Hall.
Again, a rematch of last year's championship.
In the semifinals.
But it'll be in the semifinals this year. Yeah. Okay. Very excited. I still think this whole thing should be called off in spite of the fact that the coronavirus is amongst us.
You know what? It's just going to be replaced Monday with something better.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. Well, we have big plans in store for Monday. And I was so...
And if we're still here Tuesday, we'll do it again.
I was so delighted to... I was so delighted to hear a national show as I was coming over here today. A national show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and a host that's been doing radio for 30 years.
Chris.
And they did one of these questions where you people send in a question and he answers it. And the question was, cake or pie?
We did that 6 months
and
ago.
And I'm like, oh, this is the world we're in now? I'm so comfortable in this world now. I feel bad for the guys, the jabronis out there that can only talk about games. Like, you're out of luck, man.
I feel a lot like Gene Wilder. Hey, boys, looky what I got here. You know, that's the way. That's the way I feel. It's like everybody's coming into our pasture now.
That's right.
Welcome, yes. Welcome in.
That's right. The listeners are going to be so pissed.
JT in Hot Springs texts in, how did Ty Richardson screw up the seating and get Wally and Ruskin in the semifinals? I'd like to answer that question.
He didn't do it.
Ty's dumb.
Now,
he got lazy.
Now let me ask a question here. Should we come out with some sort of bracket to pass the time?
Yes.
The seating will be done by you?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
You? Okay, all right.
Oh, dude,
are you going to get that done?
We got major breaking news.
What's that?
Due to recent events, the 2020 Bella Vista Citywide Garage Sale, set for the last weekend in April, canceled.
Oh, man. No garage sale in Bella Vista.
God!
I was banking on that.
You want to do guess your weight after this?
Professional weight guesser.
We can do that.
Just like Navin Johnson in The Jerk.
I feel like we're in a whole new world now.
Oh, yes. And I'm quite comfortable here. And I feel fine. All right.
For now.
Ruskin and Zach live at Lewis Automotive. Get by here. Ultimate Challenge event at all the Lewis locations in Northwest Arkansas. All through the month out at Northwest Arkansas Mall through Sunday. Get out there and get you a deal. Back in a moment.
You think it, they say it. This is Ruskin and Zach.
I'm getting excited about putting this card game together. I may do this.
Hold on. Now, you're going to do this at your house?
I'll host.
At the Ruskin Mansion?
At the man's.
Do you need to call your wife and clear it first?
I don't even know if anybody's going to show up right now. But I'll bring it up tonight and be like, what if we had people over? I mean, what are we going to do for the next month? We can't go anywhere.
No?
We just hang out? At least have one night where you can be around other people and laugh about stuff, I guess. And probably take Ruskin's money. I bet the best card player may be Trey Biddy, though. What do you think about that? Or Danny West?
I'm telling you, I think
I bet Danny West has played a few poker games.
Yeah. Hutch, though, he counts cards.
Oh, he does.
You know
you
Hutch.
Make sure he's wearing short sleeves.
You know Hutch is counting cards.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what else are we going to do? We got nothing to do until April 15th.
Monday.
Okay, well, there's that. But, I mean, as far as the people who... I think I'm going to reach out to everybody.
David and Harrison. Clay feels like a card shark.
Yeah. Can we get him off the river, though?
Probably not.
You
probably have to go to him.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's...
No. Tommy Kraft.
I may reach out to
Tommy
everybody.
Kraft.
I've got some contact.
Would you have
info?
Multiple tables or just one table?
Well, we only have one table, so unless we bring tables in, just we have one table. And I don't know how many people we could fit at it. Maybe six? I don't know. We'll have a tournament or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, people can sit outside on the picnic table.
Right. There's a kid's table.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
I'm half serious about this.
I think you're going to get to the point where you realize people are coming over and you're going to cancel the
whole
thing.
You're not in then. You're not invited.
Thanks.
Doubting me here. Okay. We have, a guy from Baltimore has liked the tweet about the card game.
Oh, is he in?
I don't know if he's in or not, but he liked the tweet.
All right.
Let me reach out to everybody over the weekend.
Okay.
Just kind of take the temperature of the room, and we'll see what happens.
All right. I'm good with that.
So we'll see what happens here. We may have a Arkansas... Razorback media beat card game going on at some point in the next 30 days or so. Because, I mean, what else have we got going on?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Should we televise this somehow?
I think we could probably find some people to stream it.
Okay. All right.
You can watch Bob fall asleep, Nate get mad. I'm all for it.
Yeah. One thing is, Clay's got to come to us. Like, we're not going to the river.
Yeah,
like,
we're not.
You got to come. You got to meet us.
He's got to come down from the hills.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Meet with the masses.
Yeah. All right. What'd you learn today?
I learned George Washington wasn't the first president of the United States.
What now?
He is not the first president of the United States. It's a gentleman named John Hanson.
John Hanson.
John Hanson.
The Hanson brothers.
Kinda. Apparently, the new country, the United States, was actually formed on March 1st, 1781, with the adoption of the Articles of the Confederation. The document was actually proposed on June 11th, 1776, but not agreed upon by the Congress until November 15th, 1777. Maryland refused to sign the document until Virginia and New York ceded their western lands. That sounds cool. Once the signing took place in 1781, a president was needed to run the country. John Hanson was chosen unanimously by Congress, which included one George Washington. And he became the first president of the United States. He's lost in history. But another thing I learned is after George Washington retired at his 1787 farewell
party.
They
wanted to make him king.
They did. Attendees consumed 60 bottles of claret, I guess. Claret? I don't know. 54 bottles of Madeira, 22 bottles of porter, 8 bottles of whiskey, 8 bottles of hard cider, and 7 bowls of alcoholic punch. That's a lot. That is, by my math, 76 and 16 is what? 92, 99. Bottles of alcoholic beverage. There were only 55 people at the party.
Man, that's a banger.
That's
a hell of a deal.
Absolutely certain that somebody went home with somebody.
Plus, you know
they
were smoking the wacky tobacco too.
No question. Somebody went home with somebody that night.
Oh yeah.
That's true time to get ugly.
That's right.
Anyway, John Hanson, the first president of the United States, dazzle your friends. You're welcome.
You're gonna hate this one.
Okay.
You're really not gonna like this.
Go ahead.
15% of the air you breathe at a train station is human skin.
That's why I don't go to train. Oh, that's so disgusting.
Isn't that horrible?
That's so gross. That's why I don't go to train stations.
I mean, and that's when, like, you know, we're not having a national health emergency. That's just normal.
15% of air is human skin at a train station.
At a train station, yeah.
That's so disgusting.
That's what it's
See, this is why I don't want to be around anyone. This is why I need my own little bubble.
Well, we got to get rid of handshaking. We gotta, all contact when you're greeting someone, just change it to, like, a salute. Or a wave or something.
Don't do the salute. That didn't work out well the last time.
Well, do something else.
Well, you know, Matt suggested earlier the little foot thing, the kid and play.
The kid and play.
I'm not in favor of that, but I like the thought process. I like the creativity. Well,
we have our best minds on it because, I mean, what else
we got to do? Now, Monday.
Yeah.
You will want to be here Monday.
Yeah, we've got some Dynamite Uno tournament coverage for you.
We are going to change the landscape of radio on Monday as we know it.
Yes.
Now, Tuesday, we may not be here. But Monday will be the day.
Monday will be the day. We may not make it all the way through Monday.
You know what? I have a feeling we'll probably get pulled very, very quickly.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what?
I'm watching some Russian cricket this weekend. I don't know about you.
Is there anything on TV this weekend?
Oh, somewhere on some
on the Ocho?
Half-wit internet cable channel.
Tractor racing?
Yeah, we got to get the tractor pull going. Is there a checkers tournament? Oh, Vegas Dave, he knows where everything is. Vegas Dave. Skip Bow? Are we playing Skip Bow?
We can do that. Hey, did you know the expiration date on a bottle of water is actually not for the water, it's for the bottle?
For the bottle, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Cool.
How about that?
Thanks, Stu.
So where do you land, cake or pie?
Cake.
I'm going pie. Pie. Pie.
I mean, I love a good cheesecake. But you give me a chocolate mud cake, and I'm in. Big, tall glass of milk. That's heaven right there.
Yeah. All right, our first Manic Monday with no sports coming up on Monday,
we
too.
We got sports.
Well, yeah.
We're reinventing the tournament.
I wonder if we can have one of those, if we're going to cover one of those pulling tournaments like Darby Bybee's arm wrestling.
Well, no, that's touching.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, for those of you on Go Headed to Dixon Street, no touching. Leave room for Jesus and the Holy Ghost, please.
That's right.
5 feet between you.
That's right.
No amount of alcohol is going to kill that.
No, that's a myth. You cannot sterilize with alcohol that you drink.
And for you parents covering your kids in plastic bags, that doesn't work either. Stop it.
Oh, sorry. All right. I'll have an update to see if they can get this card game going. I'm intrigued by this idea. This is one of my better ones. It's like an olive branch to everyone we've angered over the last year.
I'll get the apology.
You think we can get Pittman to play?
Oh, I'll bet you he's a card player.
Oh, Pittman's going
to
be
What's he got to do?
Exactly. I mean, come on. All right. Plenty more coming up on Ruskin and Zach. Take care of yourselves and each other.